This is Report to Wyoming.
In this episode, I sit down and talk to the owner and founder at Hardin Fight Company. His name is Lee Hardin. I wanted to talk to him a little bit about boxing and MMA, especially here in Casper. And the Saturday night fights are going to take place on Saturday, October 12th at the Fairgrounds Industrial Building. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Now, I am editing this podcast on October 7th, so if you're listening to this after the fact, you'll have to go online and figure out when the next ones are. This is a fun podcast episode where we get to hear from him a little bit more, how he ended up in Casper, and then his own fighting career and how one becomes the owner of a fight company.
Yeah, well, I was born in L.A., and I moved here at a very young age, and so I went to elementary school, junior high, everything, high school here, so I consider myself to be from Wyoming because my earliest memories mostly were here.
When you moved here, what did you think?
It was definitely a big change. It was cold. I was pretty young, though, and my mom and I moved here. I was raised by a single mom, and we moved to be closer to my grandparents, her family and stuff, so it was really nice being able to be in my grandparents' life and have a relationship with them, and I always like Wyoming.
And we've talked before. Last year, I wrote an article called, it's called Santa Doesn't Drive a Sleigh, Drives an F-150, I think. Can we talk a little bit more about some of the things you've done for the community?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we just, I have a small business that fights, like you know, and we just try to do a little bit of charity here and there. It's not a huge deal, but we just try to do little things to help kids and stuff in the community, and we've been doing the stuff for the kids at the mission for last several years and getting them Christmas presents. It's just something that's stuck and kept on, and I get a lot of help from my friends and the people that go to the fights and stuff, so it's just a blessing to be able to do that because, I mean, people come in bad situations sometimes, you know, sometimes a result of their own actions, sometimes not, but it's never a kid's fault when something like that happens. They're the innocent ones in it, so we always try to help them out a little bit if we can.
What part of Casper did you grow up in?
We moved first here to a trailer court, actually, behind, I guess it's behind Old Chicago now. My dad lived in California, and then my brother, John, was murdered there. And then I moved here at a young age just with my mom because my mom didn't want to raise me in California. So it was just, I just always grew up here.
Wow, from California to Casper, that might have felt kind of different. Did you feel at home here?
Yeah, at first it was just because I was just a little kid, so anywhere my mom was, that's where I was at. Like, I just always felt home. She was a really good mom and just always felt with home with her for no matter where it was at. And I got to meet my grandparents, and they were just always so kind to me growing up and stuff. So, yeah, Casper and Wyoming was always home right after that.
What kind of a kid were you?
I don't know. I've never thought about that or been asked that question. It's a good question. I don't know. I like to just play sports and ride my bike and stuff, and I always just, you know, I don't know how to answer that question. I guess I was just active. I just like being outside, like running around. I liked exercising and playing basketball and baseball. And, yeah, just a regular kid, I guess. Not that interesting.
Did you grow up with other siblings?
I have one brother, Cruz, but he's 10 years younger than me, so I was 10 when he was born. So we weren't like a sibling rivalry. It was just kind of like I was 10 years older than him, so quite a bit. And he was just the best kid. He lives here in Casper and works for Mesa. And so we kind of have a unique relationship since I was so much older than him. He was, you know, I was 16 when he was in kindergarten, so we didn't really fight and go back and forth. We always just loved each other and had a really good relationship.
What is one thing that you love about Casper now?
Just all the beautiful people. No, I'm just kidding. There is some beautiful people.
All right, Marilyn Manson.
Right? Yeah, I don't know. I like Casper. Man, that's a good question. I like that it's kind of spread out. Everybody's not on top of each other. So it's, you know, not a giant city with a bunch of traffic and a bunch of stress and things like that. And I'd like all my friends here. I think there's so many people here in Casper that are near and dear to my heart and people that I love and appreciate, and all the people are really good here. But also it's big enough to where, you know, you could still go to a restaurant and get decent food and stuff, and you know, go see shows and go to the movies and stuff, go eat different food. So it's not like completely a small town, it's just kind of in the middle.
When did you become involved in boxing and fight culture?
Well, I just started boxing as a youth and did boxing and taekwondo as a youth and then boxed throughout my childhood. And then kind of let it go when I was in college. I just still worked out and stuff, but didn't compete anymore. I'd compete sometimes in Thursday night fights in Laramie, just on and off, and still worked out, but not totally, you know, engulfed in it. And I moved to Portland, Oregon after I graduated from UW. And I got to meet a guy, Chris Lieben, who was in the Ultimate Fighting Championship in the UFC there, and he invited me to Team Quest, and I trained a little bit with them before I moved back to Casper. And those guys were like, I was training the same gym with Randy Couture and Chris Lieben and some really big names in the UFC at that time. They were much better than I am, obviously, or was. And I just always have loved martial arts and boxing and stuff. And then moved back to Casper, and a good lifelong friend of mine, Damon Clark, had a gym here. And I just went down and trained with him and learned a lot from him, and then just started competing in Casper, Wyoming, in mixed martial arts, because that was kind of the thing after boxing. It was the growing sport, and I was intrigued by it.
And why martial arts above basketball or football, all these other sports?
That's a good question, too. Jeez. I think, I don't know, I've always just, once it's something that it just, I feel like when you're a fighter, you just have this itch and you need to scratch it, and it's almost impossible to explain. Like, you just feel drawn to it, almost like a calling, and it's the most pure sport there is. There's no equipment, it's combat. It's, in my opinion, the hardest sport there is, and it's just, I don't know exactly. It's just, I've always just respected fighters. I saw Sugar Ray Leonard box when I was 5 years old, 6 years old with my uncle, and I remember there was my uncle and a bunch of his friends sitting around drinking beer and having a good time. My uncle was a really great dude. He was really nice. And I remember them looking at the guys on the screen, Sugar Ray Leonard, them, and they looked at them different. Like, they just...
They were obsessed with
commanded them. Commanded percent. And I just thought to myself, I want to be that guy. And then, so I think that's part of it, too.
For me, the way I guess, most relate to it is growing up as a kid. I graduated in 2011, and my dad and his buddies loved watching UFC and talking about it. Boxing, too, but mostly UFC at the time. They would all get a pay-per-view fight and go to each other's houses, and we would all just kind of go and hang out and watch big names. I'm trying to think. Chuck Liddell, I can remember. Matt Hughes. In fact, the one fight that I remember watching in high school that actually still sticks out to me is Matt Hughes versus George St. Pierre. And George St. Pierre kept getting violations or whatever because he was kicking Matt Hughes in a place where you're not supposed to kick another fighter. He did it, I think he was nervous or something. He did it like three times, but it sticks out because it was like life or death. They were really going at it. And I thought that was kind of cool to see. They had quite the rivalry, and they battled it out many times.
I get it. Super intense. Those guys had a great rivalry, too.
Yeah, and so Matt Hughes, I guess I think he's an Iowa boy. And the reason I know this, some of our listeners, I've probably said this, my dad was a high school wrestling coach. We were a wrestling family, loved it. I participated in it. And so we were always rooting for him. Although there was still something really fascinating about George St. Pierre, so methodical, disciplined, controlled. Even now, I was listening to a podcast he was on. I can't remember who he's talking to, a guy that's going to come here to Casper, comedian guy. Can't remember his name. But he was saying that he was always scared, and I thought that was cool of him to admit. Not a lot of people want to admit that fighting is probably kind of scary. Oh, and it's Theo Vaughn, and so he's a comedian coming to Casper soon, but he has a podcast, and sometimes his guests are cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the first ones that, before those guys... George, Matt Hughes, like you said, is a tremendous wrestler. And then George St. Pierre was one of the first ones that was super well-rounded, where he could wrestle, he could strike, he could do jiu-jitsu, he could do everything. And it was just that kind of turned into the future, because more one-dimensional guys just couldn't compete as effectively with guys' wide skill sets. And he was a freak athlete and a tremendous fighter, one of the best ever.
Yeah, his story was cool. He basically was saying he just was trying to survive. He got into fighting and because he was getting bullied or something, and then he ended up becoming really good at it. And like so many professional athletes, it's a way to move up in the world and definitely pays the bills, but only for such a small percentage of them.
Just in a tough sport, too, just a blue-collar guy. I think that a lot of people that fight, I think George St. Pierre is also honest. A lot of people don't really like it because it's so intense and so much pressure and so just almost caves you in at so much pressure. So I think George is just one of the ones that's super honest, that he admits he was scared and admits
he did later. He wasn't honest until the end.
After, yeah, I guess so.
Let's talk about other MMA fighters. Who are you watching right now?
I really like right now Alex Pereira. He's just the guy's amazing. I can't believe he's fought like 10 fights in the UFC and 8 of them were championship fights. He's just a different kind of kickboxer. I like to grapple, but it's more interesting for me to watch strikers. I like both, but I think he's just really good. I'm excited to see that, and I'm excited to see Jones come back and Stipe. I guess maybe not against Stipe. I think he's going to kind of handle Stipe, and I'm a little worried for Stipe in that fight, but I just like to see Jones compete a couple more times at heavyweight, but I don't know if there's anyone that's got anything for him at heavyweight.
Do you have any predictions?
Yeah, I think Jones is just, it's going to be a pretty easy fight for Jones. I hope I'm wrong because I'm rooting for Stipe. He's a fireman. He's, you know, blue-collar guy. I really love him, but I just think Jones might be a little too much for him.
When we had talked earlier, I was asking you about UFC 1, and I think you corrected me on this. I thought that it got its start. Someone had told me that UFC got its start here in Casper. That is not true. Can you explain that a little bit to me?
Yeah, that was UFC 6. And I'm looking at my phone. It's July 14th, 1995. So,
that's
yeah.
That's 1995?
Yes. I was at that show as a kid, but it's pretty cool. That show, when we went, my friend's dad did security at the event center at the time, and his uncles, they kind of ran the security there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd get free tickets to shows.
Wait, how old were you?
I was 14, I think. A kid, you know, a younger guy. And but anyway, we got free tickets to this UFC. We didn't know what it was. We thought it was like a knockoff WWE wrestling thing. And we got the tickets that we went in there, and it was me and Ezra and Joe, a couple of my friends. And then we saw the cage, and then Ezra goes, I think these guys are going to get in here and like fight, dude. And I'm like, no way, they're not going to let them do that. That's crazy. And I thought we thought we were going to a WWE knockoff promotion. And yeah, sure enough, they came out there and fought, and it was crazy to see. That was another kind of turn point in my life when I was like, I want to try that.
Oh my gosh, to me, I'm an anxious person, so I want to do that about as much as I want to go like ride a bull at the rodeo. I like that it's difficult and it's complicated, but I don't like that it looks so physically painful. Like, it hurts.
And it's nerve-wracking, and it's you're so terrified. I was never terrified to get hurt, but I was always scared to lose or be embarrassed or let my friends down. And it's a high-pressure thing, but I don't know why I was drawn to it.
And for some people, I think that's just exciting. You know, I said I wrestled when I was younger, and this was before women's wrestling had taken off like it has now. Just in the last couple of years, it's become really popular. And I think it's just totally different from MMA. It can be painful, but the big thing is that nobody's getting hit. You might get taken down or whatever, but it's not quite the same as what we're going to see on Saturday at the Saturday night fights. What was one of your favorite moments from when you were competing?
My favorite moment of my fight career is I won my first championship. I won in Green Bay, Wisconsin. A friend of mine, Steve, we got to be friends years later, but he owned a promotion called Kickdown. Steve Alley in Colorado is a Colorado-based promotion. I had strung together a few wins in his promotion. I wanted to fight for a championship. I'd been asking him for a while, and then he finally called me and said, hey, we got a show in Green Bay at this casino, Native Casino, and then went out there, and it was just me and my corner man. There's only two of us. I didn't know anyone else in the crowd or anyone else in the state of Wisconsin. Nice people, but it was cool. They had a broadcast back home, and I won my first championship, and that was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, and so what was the homecoming like?
It was fun. It was pretty fun. Yeah, I was just stoked to see my mom, my brother, and my family and stuff because they'd all, and all the people, like just the people that are close to me, but mostly, yeah, my mom, my brother, because they always just like encourage me and stuff. So,
well, and one thing I wanted to touch on is how expensive sometimes travel sports can be. I know I was really lucky that my parents loaded us up and they drove us all around the country. I was lucky to fly a couple of times, and my siblings, we have a big family. And they were always willing to do that, and it was a lot of time and a lot of money. So was money ever a factor for you guys? Is that part of your story?
Totally. Yeah, that's part of the reason that I was getting a little older is why I retired too, but I had a son, and it just costed so much of my time and money to train and everything like that. So I just, at some point, you have to, you know, you have to quit. But yeah, there's always those big costs and traveling and everything like that.
And this is kind of blunt, but sadly not everybody wins. And so I think about what keeps people coming back, even if it's not lucrative for them.
I think it's just, I think part of it is just to say I tried. You know, I got in there and I did this, because it's, you know, less than 1% of the population have ever stepped into a ring or a cage or a wrestling mat and really competed. And so I think part of it, they just want to try it and see what that feels like and just really test their mettle and see.
And now you've had the privilege of seeing so many young kids starting their career, trying, taking a chance. What do you think about that?
I think that sports, all the combat sports are so difficult that it just kind of molds you and makes you into a better person. Because there's no, once you're competing, there's no one else. It's just you. So there's no lying. There's no, everything comes to light. So they just have to be good, smart, hardworking people if they want to succeed. And I think that transitions to any part of your life. I've learned that, same as business or, you know, work or anything. As long as you're an honest, hardworking person, you're going to do better. So I think it builds them.
How did you become a fight promoter?
By accident, I guess. I never thought I would promote fights. I always thought it was kind of corny. But we were here in Casper, and I guess we've been going for about 7 or 8 years now. So it's about 10 years ago, and there was just no more boxing events other than USA Boxing for the Kids, which is a tremendous program. But there wasn't a venue like where MMA venue or professional boxing and amateur boxing. There wasn't shows in Casper at, you know, night that it was an event. Like, and we've always had them for years and years. And we went through a 5-year streak where we didn't, and I just missed it. I think everybody missed it. So I just said, I'm just going to do my own show if nobody else did. And my plan was to do it like once a year, try it, see. And then it just kind of caught on. And, you know, I almost feel a duty to do it just to give the kids like a stage to compete on in front of the community, in front of their families.
I wonder, from your perspective, if you think overall it's had a positive impact on the community, and what you would say to people who might think it's just too violent as a sport.
Yeah, and it is violence and it's hard to understand. I mean, I know you understand, but if you're not in it, but I think, it's just, you work so hard in the gym, you don't have any time to get in any trouble outside of the gym. And then also, when you go and train, no matter what level you are, it's very humbling, because there's always somebody better than you. Then you realize that you're not the bully, you're not the man, that there's plenty of people around you, and you're kind of forced into humility and to know your role. And then you're so much calmer in the rest of your life, I feel like, if you do boxing or martial arts, because everything is just kind of turned down, and I feel like you're much more likely to be passive. And I've seen it change people's lives. Just, I think it just teaches them hard work, and also that they're worth something. They can be something.
I would think confidence too, when people are working hard for something and they achieve their goals, and makes them feel good about themselves.
Totally. Yeah, I think so. It's a huge confidence booster. I mean, if you can tell yourself you're going to do that and do it and have that kind of courage, you can't help but respect that person, and they can't help but respect themselves.
Courage, I definitely see that. And then I'm wondering about other nouns, other characteristics that come with the territory.
Discipline, for sure. Discipline and hard work. And I think you're just healthier, because you have to be in tremendous condition if you want to compete at any level. So I think it's just healthier, more calm, professional, and just...
Yeah. Well, I think that's a good segue into the main event coming up. So the Saturday night fights are going to happen at the Fairground Industrial Building on Saturday, October 12th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. It looks like tickets are on sale at least... Elite Custom Apparel and Sonic Rainbow. I have been to the Spring Wars. I gotta say, it was packed in there, but I get it. It was a lot of fun. The crowd was loud. Everybody seemed to be having a good time. So I'm excited about the Saturday night fights. Should we talk about some of the competitors?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm a promoter, so I have to say this, but I really am truly so excited for this fight. I really like both the guys that are competing in the match, and that's kind of hard to watch. Not that it's about me, but yeah, Kobe Kelly is a Casper kid that's just grown by leaps and bounds every time you see him. He's good from the beginning, but he's undefeated. He's on a four-fight win streak. Super disciplined, athletic, big kid for 155. He's the 155-pound champion of my organization, and just a sweet guy. And then he'll be facing off against Tyler Cunningham, who was the 135 and 145-pound champion. So he's going to be moving up two weight 2-8 divisions to capture his, to attempt to capture his third belt in the promotion. And he's just a really sweet guy too, family man. He's married and his daughters come to the fights and stuff, and he's just a really sweet, kind dude. And they're both so fast and technical, and just it's just a treat to be able to watch them fight. I think it's going to be insanely close.
And there could be some fights leading up to that one. It looked like you still had some openings. I know organizing these things can be kind of difficult. And we're not in a huge area, you know, but that I'm excited to see what happens at this point. Who knows?
I'm excited. We usually have a show in September, and it's heading into fall. We waited till October for this one because we never have shows in the summer. It's getting colder. People want to go to events inside. The co-main event, Brandon Rodriguez, a kid from Casper, is very, very good technical veteran in boxing that used to fight on the same MMA shows that I did, so he's been in the game for a long time. And he's fighting another guy, Danny Montaigne, who's also a tremendous competitor out of Sheridan, Wyoming as well. Those guys will be fighting for the 65. And then we have a bunch of guys just coming in for the first time that want to try it, and they're, you know, going to be a little rough around the edges, but sometimes those fights are even more entertaining than the technical guys.
I'm sure trying to put an event like this together gets complicated. You know, you're dealing with a lot of different people. Do you have an event planner or people that help you?
I have people help me. Yeah, like my Aunt Carol and my cousin Ashley help me. And my girl Danielle helps me. And then my brother. I have several people and friends. I'm forgetting names, so I don't want to miss anybody. So I'll stop saying names because I don't want to leave anybody out.
Sure, but like it's like a wedding. Like yeah. I used to work for a wedding planner. It's like, wow, there's a lot of moving parts here.
Oh, so many. And there's stuff that, I mean, I'm bad at delegating things, and it's my responsibility. And we don't have a very big budget because we're in Casper, Wyoming. So I kind of have to wear a lot of hats. And it is, oh my gosh, some days I'd rather prefer fighting because it's just so hectic. But when it happens, it's good. It's all worth it. But I definitely get minimal sleep in the week.
And I know you can't make predictions about what's going to happen, but maybe why would you encourage somebody who's never seen the Saturday night fights to come check them out?
Yeah, I can't make predictions, but I'll get my butt kicked by all the guys because I can't show favoritism. So I appreciate your respect in that. I just think, I mean, like I said, that main event to me is worth about twice the price of admission. Anyway, I just think it's that one fight is going to be so tremendous, and so is the co. But I just think it's a nice thing to get out, have a cocktail if you'd like one, and some food, and watch the local guys box. And like I said, there's every skill level from very, very beginners, a guy that works like blue collar at a construction place and wants to try it, to these seasoned vets. And I think it's just a good way to get out of the house, listen to some tunes, and just socialize as well.
How do you make sure that every fighter is prepared?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a great question. I get this sometimes, and a lot of people don't know the answer to this question. We make sure every fighter has a doctor, a physical, sports physical, where it's signed off by a doctor that he's cleared to compete in MMA or boxing, whichever the event is. We also do blood testing of every individual to make sure they don't have any bloodborne pathogens, so nobody could get sick or, contaminate any type of way. They have clean blood and tested for just anything contagious, basically blood tested. And that's about it. Usually I go and visit with the guys and make sure they're in shape and stuff. And then we also give a pre-fight physical. So it's kind of on them, but we have a series of checks and balances to make sure that they're safe as well.
All right. Last question. Why do you care so much? Where does your passion for putting together the Saturday night fights come from?
The community's always been really helpful, and I mean, anytime I put like my name on something, I just will work and work and work and work until it's, you know, at least an honest product that I'm delivering and something I can be proud of. But also, it's just fighting to me, I have to do a good job because it's a sacred thing. I can't let these guys down. They're in their risk and their health and sometimes their lives, and I have to have them a good product to that they're proud to be associated with to compete. And same with Casper, we have to do things that we'd be proud of. So I just try my best to do that.
This has been Report to Wyoming, presented in the public interest by Town Square Media.